How'd you do? This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Hello, this is the reading of The Death of the Authors, edition 1941. It is a compiled text of Virginia Woolf's Night and Day and James Joyce's Ulysses. Both authors died in 1941 and came into the public domain in 2011. The texts you will hear are a remix of their work based on keywords per season. For winter, the keywords are cold and old. For spring, the keywords are young and fresh and energetic. For summer, the keywords are warm and adult and wise. And for autumn, the keywords are graying, aging, and rainy, and much more.
Spring. The young man shoved himself backward through the water and reached the middle of the creek in two long, clean strokes. A very interesting young man.
Interesting?
Huh?
A man?
The young man.
Ah, a very interesting young man. She thanked him for a variety of blessings.
She.
For the conviction with which the young man spoke. And not least for the prospect that on her daughter's wedding day, the noble cadences, the stately periods, the ancient eloquence of the marriage service would resound over the heads of a
distinguished
congregation gathered together near the very spot where her father lay quiescent with the other poets of England.
England.
Summer. Mr. Clacton then told them the substance of the joke, which, however, depended a good deal for its success upon the expression which the artist had put into the people's faces.
Autumn. Circumstances had long forced her, as they forced for most women in a flower of youth, to consider painfully and minutely all that part of life which is consequently without order. She had had to consider moods and wishes, degrees of liking and disliking, and the effect upon the destiny of people dear to her. She had been forced to deny herself any contemplation of that other part of life where sought constructs a destiny which is independent of human beings. No wind could lift those waves, grey metal, poisonous foggy waters. A moment later he stepped briskly from his dressing room and observed that if she wanted to buy more oysters, he thought he knew where they could find a fishmonger's shop still open. You work too hard. Perhaps it would be better if I married William. She thought suddenly, and the thought appeared to loom through the mist like solid ground.
Winter. I gazed in the coffin. Coffin? And even scraping up the earth at night with a lantern that, like that case I read of to get at fresh buried females, or even putrefied with running grave scores. He thought that these winter days were spent in long hours before white papers radiant in electric light, and in short passages through fog-dimmed streets. She added wistfully, with a glance at her daughter, who had told her nothing about the dinner the night before.
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Coming home, it was a gorgeous winter night on the Featherbed Mountain.
My home.
To hell with the bloody brutal sassenach in there.
Hell with you.
Patois. What? So GJ puts in a word. Doing the tough about one story was good till you heard another, and blinking facts and a Nelson policy. putting your blind eye to the telescope and drawing up a bill of attainder to impeach a nation. And Bloom trying to back him up, moderation and botheration and their colonists and their civilization.
Civilization.
Tell me of Shan, O Shan. Who were Shem and Shan, the living sons and daughters of? Night now. Tell me, Elm. Night. Tell me tale of stem of stone, beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of. Nice.
Spring. Fine dashing young nobleman, a young man rose and said that he knew Ralph by sight.
Ralph.
The young man raised his cap abruptly. The young woman abruptly bent and with slow care detached from her light skirt a clinging twig. She was content to leave the problem of Ralph's relations to the young man obscure, trusting that they would find some common ground of masculine agreement. A flattened sofa would later in the evening become a bed. One of the tables concealed a washing apparatus. His clothes and boots were disagreeably mixed with books which bore the gilt of college arms. And for decoration, there hung upon the wall photographs of bridges and cathedrals and large unprepossessing groups of insufficiently clothed young men sitting in rows one above another upon stone steps. Venetian masts, maples, and festal arches spring up. No sooner had he heard the young people come in and go upstairs than he sent a maid to tell Miss Catherine that the wished to speak to her in the study.
I wish to speak to you in the study.
In the study.
No way.
In the study.
Summer. No prince charming, in her bow ideal to lay
no
a rare
prince charming.
And wondrous love.
No prince charming.
Comforted with a long kiss.
No.
Kiss me.
Poison of the feet, flaskets of cauliflowers, floods of spinach, pineapple chunks, rangoon beans.
Rangoon beans?
Strikes of tomatoes.
Ah.
Drums of figs. Juice, drills of Swedes. Spherical potatoes.
Kiss me like a potato.
Trays of onions. Pearls of the earth.
Kiss me like an onion.
Punnets of mushrooms.
Kiss me like a mushroom.
And custard marrows and fat veggies.
Kiss me like
and
a marrow.
And.
Kiss me like arrows.
Ripe pomelated pears.
Kiss
apples.
Me like pomelated.
Ripe pomelated.
Kiss me ripely.
Flattened sofa.
Ripe, kiss me.
Again and again.
Kiss me
and
again.
Again.
Kiss me
again.
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 Again. Kiss me again. Autumn. Cassandra was impressed again by Catherine's maturity, and, as she enveloped herself in a blue dress which filled almost the wall of the long looking glass with blue light and made it a frame of a picture, holding not only the slightly moving effigy of the beautiful woman, but shapes and colors of objects reflected from the background. Cassandra thought that no sight has ever been quite so romantic. I thought it was Irish, she said, but the sound of it. Under the process, the committee rather dwindled in importance. The suffrage shrank. She vowed she would work harder at the Italian language. She thought she would take up the study of birds. Then all met lead away dewedly in the grey air. All was silent. Oh, the past so much made up of Ralph, and now, as she saw, made up of something strange and false, and other than she had thought it. She seemed compound of the autumn leaves and the winter sunshine, less poetically speaking. She showed both gentleness and strength, and an undefinable promise of thought maternity blending with her evident fitness for an elaborate Catherine, was treating the matter with curious unconcern. She scarcely seemed aware of the gravity of what she was saying. He did not understand the position at all. Thus, he forgot the inevitable limitations. He forgot her absence. He thought it off.
Winter. Each graceful look. First night when first I
first
saw
night?
Her at Matt Dillon's Interanure.
First night?
Lord, she must have looked a sight that night. Dedalus told me he was in there.
He was in there.
The last night,
Pa
was boozed. He was standing on the landing there bawling out for his boots to go out on Tunney's, for to booze more. And she reflected, posing by the window, which, as the night was warm, she raised in order to feel the air upon her face and to lose herself in a nothingness night. Bannon in a cut bob, which are now in with dance cloak. Dance cloaks of Kendall Green that was new got to town from Mullinger with the stage where his cause and Mal M's brother will stay a month, yet till Saint Swithin, and asks what in the earth he does there. He bound home, and he to Andrew Horn's being stayed for to crush a cup of wine, so he said, but wouldn't tell him of a skittish heifer, big of her age and beef to the heel, and all this while poured with rain and soaked both together onto horns.
Winter.
It floats, it flows about her starborn flesh and lose its streams.
Gold.
Emerald, sapphire, mauve, gold. And heliotrope, sustained on currents of gold interstellar winter. Wind, windling, coiling, simply swirling, writhing in the skies a mysterious writing till, after a myriad metamorphoses of symbol, it blazes alpha, a ruby and triangled sign upon the forehead of Taurus. But it was a dark night, and the water was barely visible.
Hi, Ruby. Come on, Ruby. Hi. Ruby, are you winter?
Barely visible.
Spring.
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 Bing, bing, spring.
Spring.
Bing.
Bing. Spring. The young May moon.
Spring.
The young May moon, she's beaming love. The young May moon, she's beaming love. Wonder is that young Daedalus, the moving spirit. There was that in her young voice, that the old, that she was not a one to be lightly trifled with. There was that in her young voice, that the old, that she was not a one to be lightly trifled with. How have the young women of your generation improved upon that, Catherine?
Catherine?
Catherine.
Catherine, how have the young woman of your generation improved upon that?
I don't know.
It was all no use soothing him with no, baby. No, no. and telling him about the gi-gi-gi-gi-gi and where was the puff-puff, but Sis always ready-witted gave him in his mouth the teat of the sucking bottle, and the young Stephen was bottle. Quickly appeased. Then what it he not of that other land which is called Believe on Me, that is the land of promise which behoves to the king delightful and shall be forever, where there is no death and no birth, neither wiving nor mothering, at which all shall come as many as believe on it.
Summer.
Ow!
Summer.
The Ow! Image Summer. Of the lighthouse and the storm fuel of birds persisted.
Tu m'envoies la balle?
Taking the place of more defined thoughts mm-hmm. as he's walking past the Houses of Parliament and down Grosvenor Road by the side of the river.
Autumn. He was so kind and holy, and often she sought and sought. Could she work a rush tikusi which embroidered flower design for him as a present? Or a clock? But they had a clock. They had a clock. They had already a clock. She noticed on the mantelpiece white and gold with a canary bird that came out of a little house to tell the time of the day she went there, had bound the flowers for the 40 hours adoration. Because it was hard to know what sort of present to give. Or perhaps an album of illuminated views of Dublin, or some place. He stopped in his enumeration, not finding it possible to link them together in any way that should explain the queer combination which he could perceive in them as he thought of them. They both, it seems, had been overtaken by the rain. And for all their mending, their pace had taken water, as might be observed by Mr. Mulligan's small clothing of a hodden grey, which was now somewhat piebald. I thought the arrangement were very suitable. It was so kind and holy, and often and so often she thought and thought and thought, could she work a rich tikusi with embroidered floral design for him as a present or a clock? But they had a clock. They had a clock. She noticed on the mantelpiece white and gold with a canary bird that came out of a little house to tell the time, the day she went there, about the flowers for the 40 hours adoration, because it was hard to know.
No!
It was hard to know what sort of a present to give, or perhaps an album of illuminated views of Dublin or some place, Dublin or some other place, Dublin or...
Dublin?
She thought of three different scenes. She thought of Mary sitting upright and saying, I'm in love. No, no. I'm in love. No. I'm in love. I am in love. I am in love.
I am in love.
She thought of René losing his self-consciousness among the dead leaves and speaking with the abandonment of a child. She thought of Denham leaning upon the stone parapet and talking to the distant sky, so that she thought him mad. But, further added, it is mayhap to relieve the pent-up feelings that in common oppress them. For I have more than once observed that birds of a feather love together. I'm glad you thought so. I am glad you thought so.
Clumsy clocks.
She hoped that he would not say goodbye at once. She hoped that he would not say goodbye at once. Also, she felt no particular anxiety to attend to what she was saying.
Goodbye.
And began, even while he spoke, goodbye. To think of her own upper See room never, ever with its again. Books, its papers pressed Adieu. Between the leaves of dictionaries,
books,
and the table that could
papers,
be cleared for work.
Dictionary.
For perhaps the first time in her life, she thought of him as a man, young, unhappy, tempestuous, full of desires and faults.
I'm in love in a young man.
For the first time, she realized him for herself and not from a mother's memory.
By
the side of the river.
In Dublin.
I'm in love.
Tell me, elm. Night, tell me tale of stem of stone, beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of.
Winter. Indeed, the temper of the meeting was now unfavorable to separate conversation. It had become rather debauched and hilarious, and people who scarcely knew each other were making use of Christian names with apparent cordiality.
Oh, really?
And had reached that kind of gay tolerance and general friendliness which human beings in England only attain after sitting together for 3 hours or so. And the first cold blast in the air of the street freezes them into isolation once more. And O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God thrust Satan down to hell, and with him those other wicked spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. For they garner the succulent berries of the hop and mass, and sift them, bruise and brew them, and they mix there with your God sour
cold
juices.
Tolerance.
Are you talking about winter there?
The quality of her birth oozed into Catherine's consciousness from a dozen different sources as soon as she was able to perceive anything. The way they spring those questions on you.
Summer again. So, the success of this entertainment was such that before they separated, another expedition
of this
had been planned for the next day.
Was
an expedition to the
The success of this entertainment was such that before they separated, another expedition had been planned for the next day.
What's the success?
The next day.
Success. Autumn. Tell me what I ought to read. Tell me what I ought to read, then.
Read.
Read what?
Tell me again.
Having reached this point, instinct told her that she had passed beyond the region in which Henry's advice could be of any good. And having rid her mind of its superficial annoyance, she sat herself upon the stone seat, raised her eyes unconsciously and thought about the deeper questions which she had to decide.
Tell me
she knew for herself. Yes, she knew for herself. They gave him his choice of driving with Edward or of walking home across the fields with Mary. Not a shorter way, not a shorter way, they explained. But Mary thought it was a nicer way.
It's nicer.
Her woman's instinct told her that she had raised a devil in him. And at the sort of burning scarlet swept from throat to brow till the lovely colour of her face became a glorious rose. Only yesterday my husband was telling me he thought you one of the cleverest young men... Stop you, devil.
Devil!
Of the cleverest young men he knew. When he came back to his work after lunch, he carried in his head a picture of the Strand.
But not scat- by a
nicer, nicer way. Scattered with omnibuses and over the purple shapes of leaves pressed flat upon the gravel. As if his eyes has always been bent upon the ground. I'm bloody sorry I did it,
pressed.
Says
very well.
He. But I declare to God I thought the Archbishop was inside.
Goats.
He mightn't light it.
God.
So. Well, Mary, he said with a curious laugh,
pressed.
I must be an iron fool, for I thought
so
you did.
I think it will be a success.
Nicer way. It's a nicer way, okay? You are laughing because you thought
way.
I changed the conversation. It's a nicer
it
way, okay?
Not
very
a
well,
shorter
very well,
way.
Very well.
I thought you were at a new gunpowder plot. We thought we'd lost you.
Gunpowder plot.
Winter.
Again?
If it weren't winter, we could take a jaunt to Italy. No, Ned Lambert gasped. I caught a cold night before. Blast your soul, night before last. And there was a hell of a lot of throat. What weather up? Set. All very fine to jeer at it now in cold print, but it goes down like hot cake, that stuff.
Hot.
After, he woke me last night. He woke me last night, yes. After he woke
Come
me last
on.
Night,
wake up.
Same dream, or
wake
was
up.
It? The spiked and
wakey
winding
wakey.
Cold sea horn. At night, too. His okay. last lie on
Cake.
The earth in his box. The night of the party
lie
long
on
ago
on
in stores.
How
he was still in short trousers.
Short trousers
when there,
and hot cake.
When they were Uh-oh. Alone,
yes. one
winter,
and he stole an arm round her waist,
Ooh.
She went white to the very lips.
Take my waist in your hands.
I think it will be a success too.
So
okay,
successful.
Then nicer way.
Thanks.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.